The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local at the Winter Beer Festival on the north end of Grand Rapids at Fifth Third Park. Bob, who's got a better hobby than you and I, man? I'm telling you, there isn't anybody. But
nobody, baby.
Let's break down. You've got a new little gadget. From time to time, manufacturers will get a hold of us and send us something and ask us to kind of critique it and break it down. What do we got today?
Yeah, you get all the cool stuff. And, you know, I get the stuff that takes work. I don't know what's up with that. Nah, this thing's pretty easy. This is, it's a nice product. I don't know how well it works yet. I haven't actually done a test on it. But it's called Amazing Pellet Smoker, and it's available online. And I'm going to give you the website you can go to that thing for once I do a review on it. But basically, it's a cool little contraption that you pour pellets in, and you put it on your grill and burn it. So you light one end of it, and it burns the pellet slowly while you're grilling and doing a slow roast on your grill.
So it's a smoking box, if you will.
It's a smoking box, precisely.
Okay, so let's talk about pellets a minute, because that's not a fuel we spend a lot of time talking about very often. What is a pellet?
It's compressed sawdust. They take sawdust, which is left over from milling operations, and they compress it to about 10,000 pounds in a pellet mill, 10,000 pounds of pressure. And, you know, if they put you through the pellet mill, you'd be a pellet also. It'd just squeeze all the juice out of you, and you'd end up with pellets, Randy pellets.
Oh, that wouldn't be a good flavor, though.
No. You know, I need to take a minute right now. I've got a cool story. Yesterday I was headed to U of M, and I'm driving my Dodge Journey from K&M Dodge. Wonderful vehicle. It's got this cool thing on the dashboard that this light shine, that little display lights up, and it shows my tires and all the tire pressure and all the tires. And all of a sudden, one's at 35, 30, 25. Bang. Got a flat tire. Picked up some debris on the highway, but I was able to slow down. Seeing that pressure drop, I was able to slow down, pull over, and save the tire.
Well, a great safety feature, and your family was in the car with you. So, you know, technology is a good thing. Another Michigan-made product.
That's right. And that's K&M Dodge, sponsor of the show. The largest used car, pre-owned car lot in, I think in Michigan, but at least West Michigan. There's actually a shortage of used cars right now, thanks to the Cash for Clunkers deal. There's a shortage, so it's very hard to find a quality used car. They have over 400 of them in stock. Go to K&M Dodge on North Plainfield. Go talk to Jim Koning and his boys up there. They're good guys.
Yeah, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Bob going to break down a new pellet grill. We got our friend Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. The guys from Dark Horse Brewery are going to be with us in Marshall. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.